Time now for another episode of Turnbuckle Trash. Hi everyone, it's Dave Denton. Joining me today, the original trash head, Chris Evans, joins us. Also my buddy, Zane Peterson, as we talk about all elite wrestling and what they need to do to be successful, in our opinion. We'll also talk about the role of social media and how it's kind of getting into professional wrestling. And then later on, we'll have some news and more, all from the world of pro wrestling, including Impact, All Elite, ROH, and more, on this edition of Turnbuckle Trash.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
After all, they're just wrestling, right?
Woo! We'll break your bones! We'll grind you into putty! We'll turn your faces off!
It's time to take out the trash. On Turnbuckle Trash, pro wrestling from a fan's perspective.
Without further ado, allow me to present the newest sensation of the entertainment world,
Zane Peterson.
Well, he's doing really, really well blocking those punches with his face.
Dave Denton.
A mindless eating machine.
Ready, master control?
Ready, switch on.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
I'm taking the trash out.
Join us on the phone right now. He's part of the program. We call him Christopher Evans, the original trash head. Hi, Chris. How's things in North Carolina?
It's a beautiful day here in Statesville, North Carolina. One more time, the sun is shining, and I can be outside in a short-sleeve shirt, and Frosty the Snowman is gone somewhere else. So it's nice out here today. Very nice, very nice.
Well, on Turnbuckle Trash, it's the other portion of the trash heads. It is Zane Peterson.
Wait a minute, the other, who's, I thought it was just you and me.
Well, we got the original trash head, Chris.
That guy's nothing but trouble.
One of the biggest stories since the first of the year has been All Elite Wrestling. Tell me what you know about this All Elite Wrestling that was announced on the first day of the year.
Well, Cody Rhodes decided he was going to, I guess, try to stick it to Vince this way. He got a hold of a gentleman that owns the Jacksonville Jaguars. I believe he owns the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yes, he does.
He's a multi-billionaire. And they got together and they formed AEW. Just rolls right off the tongue.
AEW.
AEW. Yes, it just... All Elite Wrestling. Now, there could have been a better name for it than All Elite Wrestling, but I mean, whatever floats the boat, and whoever pays the check pays the bills.
Well, Chris, the reason why they did that is because of the popularity of the Elite with the Young Bucks and also Kenny Omega, one of the more popular wrestling things on YouTube, and their popularity. I think they're doing it more because of that aspect of it. It already has a little bit of a name.
Well, I can understand that, and I respect it because, I mean, they've got some of the top names right now. I mean, look at this. They got Cody Rhodes, Brandi Rhodes. They got the Young Bucks. They've got all these others. Now they've got Kenny Omega. We think they got Kenny Omega.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Is this boy excited? Unlike some of the other things that we've seen in the last couple of years try and fail, and that have failed. I mean, look at what happened to Jeff Jarrett's promotion. It ended up, I mean, it kind of started with a little bit of a splash, and then it just kind of fizzled out. But I think with the money that they've got behind this, and with – this may be a poor comparison, but I think Cody Rhodes has every bit of – a brain for the business as somebody like Triple H. You know, Triple H, he talks about that in his little biography on the WWE Network. I don't remember what the name of it was, but he talks about he loved the not just being in the ring, but he loved the behind the scenes so much. He loved seeing what was happening behind the scenes and seeing the booking and seeing the promoting and everything, the business end of everything. I just am saying that Cody Rhodes, I would dare say, has every bit of that because of how long his family has been in the business and how long he's been in the business.
They've got some of the top names right now. I mean, look at this. They got Cody Rhodes, Brandi Rhodes. They got the Young Bucks. They've got all these other. Now they've got Kenny Omega. We think they got Kenny Omega. I don't really know. I think he's still going to come to the WWE at the Royal Rumble. Yeah, I see AEW doing pretty well if a major network will pick them up. Maybe TNT.
Maybe Spike TV. I've heard about that. I've heard some interest from ESPN, possibly.
Wow.
Yeah, not a big interest from them. But there are some people out there that might be interested in putting in their programming. I'm hoping they come up with a good TV deal.
I guess there was very, very vague talks of them wanting to purchase Impact. Was it Sinclair?
Anthem Sports owns Impact.
And they said that they're not interested in selling Impact, but they are very interested in working together with AEW.
I like that. I like that a lot.
So we could see some talent sharing and things like that. So that's kind of cool, huh?
That would be awesome. I think for both the products to increase its viewership and their impact, not trying to be funny, but their imprint on professional wrestling, I think they need to do that. So,
mm-hmm. Well, there's been rumors, Dave, that they are looking at a time slot to compete with SmackDown on. I don't know. They haven't announced networks. They haven't announced anything like that. But they're looking about going on a Tuesday network and going head-to-head with SmackDown.
But what about when SmackDown moves over to Fox Sports 1 and goes to Friday night in October?
Well, I guess that's the problem you have with rumors. Good call on your part for, would you say debunking the rumors? I don't know.
I am a debunker, baby.
You jerk.
But... I would like to see them get on to TNT or to TBS because that's more homes.
Yeah.
I mean, Spike would be good. I mean, they have a lot of homes, Paramount. Impact, they're going to be on, what is that called now? It's a hunting channel. They moved from Pop TV to a hunting channel. I can't remember the name of it right now.
Yeah.
Is that better for them?
I don't know. I think we saw that on our website. There was a few people talking about that they're like, we don't even have that.
Yeah, I don't have it. No. So, but it does have an app I think you can get. And then Twitch TV will also be showing it live on Friday nights, I think. Not live, but at the same time, I think it is when Impact is. It will be on Twitch TV too. So I don't know what the answer is, but I think if All Elite has a chance, they've got to come up with a really good TV deal.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And that's where, like, Jeff Jarrett couldn't do it. He couldn't find anybody that was willing to carry his program, you know. And so far, I mean, it seems like they've been keeping things pretty tight-lipped about Chris Jericho was the biggest talent they've announced. And I know, of course, the Young Bucks and Cody Rhodes.
But there's no TV deal right now, and they have got to get a TV deal.
Yeah, they got to, but they need the announcer, and I've heard it's supposed to be Jim Ross. And, I mean, they talked to Jerry Lawler, and Lawler already signed his 2-year contract with the WWE. But I know that Jim Ross said that he's getting involved with All Elite Wrestling. From his podcast, he hasn't speculated, he hasn't told what he's going to be doing, but he said that he has been contacted by Cody Rhodes and Cody wanted him to come in. And that'd be great. I'd love to hear Jim Ross back on the mic again. I'd love to see it.
Yeah, but I would too.
It would be wonderful to see Jim Ross, but I hope that Cody knows what he's doing. And he does. He's just like his daddy. But who's going to be the champion of AEW? I mean, they got Neville, Aaron. They got Neville there. I mean, He looks like a human freakazoid with that 6-pack or 12-pack abs he has now. Looks like he needs a sandwich.
How about Y2J? Chris Jericho has signed.
That was the biggest finger to Vince right there, I think. And Jericho said it wasn't nothing against Vince. He told Vince what he was going to do, and Vince was he said he was for it, then he was kind of against it, but then Jericho's contract's up with the WWE. He can do whatever he wants to. I mean, when he went over to New Japan, he made a brand new name for himself, fresh. And now that he's gone to AEW, I see him as a champion, but he'll be main event. He won't be mid card. He'll be in the main event.
Oh yeah. Now, do you think because of all the other responsibilities they're going to have, do you think people like Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks will be involved a lot if they get this TV deal? Will they be on TV a lot?
I don't think Cody will. I think Cody will be in the background because, I mean, Billy Gunn is the one that's going to be producing this show, which that should be interesting. Talk about a train wreck fixing to happen if he does it. But Billy Gunn's got some good ideas maybe, but I think Cody will stay behind and the Young Bucks will be the tag team champs and they'll be on the TV and they'll be going around. And I know that they're looking, they talked to AJ Styles. They've been talking to AJ. They talked to the Revival. They've talked to a lot of WWE. They want Goldberg to come up. I mean, he signed over 2,000 autographs for, I guess they're going to be doing some kind of a signing up there. But he said, look, I'm not going up there to wrestle. He goes, I may be a general manager or something like that. He said, other than that, no, I'm not wrestling. I'm not doing it. But hey, they're going after Sting. They're going after all these older people. Go out and get some fresh blood. There's all these people in the independent circus that want to do professional. Go for it. Let them get the taste.
Yeah, I think what they're doing with some of these older names is they're just trying to establish themselves a little bit. Sting's not going to get back in the ring. He might have a little bit of a role in it, but they're trying to say that Sting, you know, will be there and make people and, you know, be a part of that. Now, the one thing, remember last year when they had All In?
Oh, yes.
Okay, that was in Chicago. They've announced they're doing another All In, Double or Nothing. And where is that going to be?
Chicago.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Ooh. Oh.
At the MGM. In. Yeah, it's Double or Nothing, I think is what they call it. And it's Memorial Day weekend, May the 25th. It's going to be at the MGM Grand. Now, I'm sitting there going, that's pretty close, you know. I mean, May the 20th. But the one problem is, that I've already looked at this. I started thinking, maybe I can go down and go to this and have some fun. But hotel rooms right now, because it is Memorial Day weekend, there's several of the hotels that are almost completely sold out already.
So I know there's been names dropped, like possible people from the WWE going over there after their contracts end. Have you heard any more rumors on that?
You know, that would be just rumor at this point. I mean, AJ Styles has a great relationship with all of them. You're not going to make near the money. You know, it's just not going to happen. And if you want to make sure your family is set for the rest of their lives, I would stay with the WWE, honestly. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Wasn't there talks that Kenny Omega was offered a large sum of money to come to the WWE? And so has he officially chosen All Elite, or do we know yet?
No, he has not said either way. Now, I think a lot of it's going to depend on what happens in Phoenix coming up, Royal Rumble. I think if you see Kenny Omega as part of the Royal Rumble, then you'll say, well, he's not going to All Elite. I think that if you don't see Kenny Omega, that it's a really good possibility he's going to go with his friends. I mean, these guys, the Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, and Cody Rhodes, they are the best of friends.
Yeah, and that's really neat.
That is neat. They really enjoy being in each other's company, along with Hangman Page. And you know, being in business with your friends could be a little difficult, you know, so just don't know yet.
Well, you know, we had the click in that pretty much ruined things in WCW and stuff. So I know that it was a disaster there to have friends being involved in booking and promoting and stuff like that. And
I think where you're going to find the difference is if they say, okay, we can't give all the titles to our friends, mm-hmm. you know, because that's when people start talking. You know, if they come in and let's say the Young Bucks are the tag team champions, and then you get another hot young tag team coming up, let's say the One Percenters, which MK Bandit works with quite a bit, if they move up, are you going to bury them? Are you going to let them become the tag team champions so the Young Bucks can move on to a different feud? So I think that there's a lot of decisions to be made, and they have got to be very, very careful.
Well, they did talk about one other person that they've been trying to contact, and they got a hold of him, but I doubt he'll show up, and I doubt he'll go back into the ring. And we all know who this is.
Not that guy.
Yep, it's that guy. CM Punk.
I am so over that dude. I know. Care less.
It would be so funny just to hear that music or to see him walk through that curtain and that whole place would explode.
Uh-huh.
It would.
Oh, yeah, but, definitely. It definitely would. I mean, wrestling fans are still into, for some reason, into CM Punk.
Mm-hmm, because yeah. if they go to a WWE event, they start chanting CM Punk. They have to 10-second mute it off the TV so they can make sure that no one hears it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, but yeah, I'd love to see CM Punk and all for All Elite Wrestling. It'd be nice to. I mean, Road Warrior Animal is wanting to be a part of it.
Well, you know, he was part of All In last year. I mean, he just made an appearance. And I think that's where some of these big names making an appearance is what All Elite is probably looking for, especially for this event in Las Vegas on May the 25th. I don't think tickets have gone on sale for it as of yet, and I haven't heard if there's going to be any side events with it. I'm hoping there is, because if I go down there for that, and I can't say that I will because, you know, money talks and my money has very little vocabulary, but it would be fun to go down there and maybe go to see if Future Stars of Wrestling has an event that weekend, or maybe ROH comes in that weekend like they've done in the past. And then, of course, you've got Ring Warriors that also stuff in at Samstown. So there's a lot of venues there that could be used for some sort of event. I'm just going to be really interested in seeing what happens. It's going to be on May the 25th. That's a Saturday also. And that is the Saturday of Memorial Day weekend, which is already going to be packed with people from Los Angeles. But yeah, I'm going to be looking into it myself. And
someone has finally decided, you know what, it's time to bring back the old wrestling. And like Jerry Lawler said on the little podcast, that a lot of people are asking why the Attitude Era is gone. They need more attitude, or they need more blood, or they need something else besides this PG crap. And yeah, they do. And maybe that's what All Elite is going to be. Maybe it'll be like the rebirth of the Attitude Era. I think that Cody has finally said, I told you I was going to do it, and now look what's happened. I'm doing it. And he's got the people that have got the Benjamins to back him up. And I don't think that man's going to back off.
I don't think so either. The man who is behind the Jacksonville Jaguars, it's actually his son that is helping out with Cody. But when you talk about that family, they actually have more money than the McMahons.
Mm-hmm.
So there is definitely a financial backing there. But if you're a businessman, you don't want to just pour money into something as a toy. Mm-hmm. You want to see some sort of return. And I think if they can get a decent deal, and I'm really hoping it goes on to Spike TV or TBS, that something happens that they can just differentiate themselves from the WWE. They've got to find their niche. And whether that niche is a harder edge product, if they can find that niche and find an audience, then they have a chance to make this and make it a going concern and put a little bit more pressure on the McMahon family and Titan Sports, which I think would help everybody, including even the smaller independents, if you have more people involved in wrestling.
But I really think that Cody wants to do like Vince McMahon Sr. did a long time ago. Instead of taking talent away from other people, they swap talent, they trade it, bring in some new talent, and kick out the old and in with the new. And the AEW will probably, hopefully it does. I'm really excited. I can't wait to see if they have a championship tournament.
I'm going to ask you a question here, Chris, okay?
Yes.
I'm going to go down some of the names here that's on the roster. We've already done this once, but I want you to look and just think about what I'm going for here. You've got Cody Rhodes, the Young Bucks, Hangman Adam Page, Almighty Christopher Daniels, Frankie Kazarian, Scorpio Sky. Who is this going to hurt?
Nobody. No one. Well, I don't know. The Young Bucks, it's really not. That's a good question. Who is it going to hurt?
Think about this. Think about the names and where they came from. R-O-H.
Yeah, every one of them.
Those came from ROH Wrestling. Are they going to be strong enough? Mm-hmm. What is ROH going to be doing to kind of say, okay, we're still in business, we're still offering a good product, and I was watching ROH over the weekend, and they have one thing that might work. Villain Enterprises with Marty Scurll, the villain. He's starting up a club of his own, calling it Villain Enterprises. But okay. I think that's the biggest story. Is this really going to hurt Ring of Honor? And man, it might.
I think Cody will probably help Ring of Honor as well and say, look, I'll bring some of the talent back in for you if we can swap in and out and pay-per-view, maybe do like an invasion angle or something to Ring of Honor. All Elite Wrestling comes in and trying to take over. That's never been done before.
No, it's never been done, but it's always pretty cool. I mean, wouldn't it be cool if something like that happened and you had, like at this big event, you had the Young Bucks against the Briscoe brothers again, kind of a grudge match, and having the Briscoes do something to the Young Bucks that say, well, we're going to meet you at this Double or Nothing, and we're going to beat you, we're going to do another ladder match or something like that. That could get some really good publicity for them.
Hey, tell me this. Those guys are mad at each other. That would bring in the money because, okay, there's something going on here. Instead of having these promos that last for like 2 or 3 hours and you're listening to the same thing over and over again, they need something new in the water. There's got to be some blood for the Sharks, and I think that's what's going to happen.
You see, last year during WrestleMania weekend, you had Impact Wrestling doing a cross-promotion event with the people of Lucha Underground. Ring of Honor had a big event there. There were so many wrestling events there. I think if All Elite is going to really, really make a splash, because they've got to get this TV deal all taken care of, if they're really going to make a difference, they need to share talent with people from like Impact and from ROH and maybe some of the other promotions, getting New Japan involved again and finding a way to bring in somebody for a month or 2 months. That's a big, big name.
The newness of it, the brand new, it's almost like having a brand new pair of shoes or having a brand new car and that new car smell, and all of a sudden that car smell is over with. No, it's not. It's over with. No, it's going to be an interesting year to see what AEW does to the WWE's ratings if they get a good TV contract deal.
Yeah.
And you never know. The Monday Night Wars could start again.
Could be. Especially if TBS gets into hold of it or TNT. Yeah, they could just, they could say the war renews. They wouldn't even have to mention WWE. They could just say All Elite Wrestling, the war renews. That would be a great, and make some veiled references to the Monday Night Wars. And Chris, I want to take a break. I want to take a break right now, and I want you to start thinking a little bit about, has the WWE really done anything different with the McMahons back in charge, okay?
All right.
Okay, you think about that. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Turnbuckle Trash.
Turnbuckle Trash fans, you can stay in the ring with us by following us on Facebook and clicking that like button on our Facebook page, Turnbuckle Trash. Or you can follow us on Twitter, at Turnbuckle Trash. And in case you got any comments, suggestions, or questions, you can email us at WPFpod@gmail.com. Again, that's WPFpod@gmail.com.
Let's talk about what's going on in social media when it comes to the world of professional wrestling. You said you wanted to talk about this. Let's talk about this.
Let's talk. So, a couple of things that have been going on in social media. So, I saw on our good friends, he's a friend of the show, Matt, the MK Bandit.
Uh-huh.
He posted on his Facebook page the other day, and he got a lot of people stirred up over it. It was a Twitter feed from a independent wrestler, a female independent wrestler, and she was calling some of her followers, fat and stupid, and calling them names and telling them that if they don't like it, then they can, get the heck off of her Twitter feed. And quite a bit of stir on MK's feed about, how she should be banned from the promotion, how, they shouldn't put up with stuff like this. And MK brought up a good point. He said, hey, whoa. He said, has anybody done any research on this? He said, could this be a work? And so I wanted to talk to you about that. So with kayfabe basically being gone, how appropriate or how do you feel about if they were to use their social media account as an avenue for a work or for their character?
I have no problem with it. Not one iota. Because we're talking pro wrestling, sports entertainment, whatever you want to call it. And people have got to realize that some people are going to not want to break kayfabe. And if they can't realize that, something's wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but I was amazed at how fast people were to jump on, I don't know if it's, the bandwagon, I guess you'd say, of calling her out so fast on everything, saying how she was, wrong and how she needed to apologize and she needed to be fired. And I was like, holy cow, that's crazy to me how fast people are to call for her career to be over.
Without getting too political, I guess, it's the sign of the times, man. People are so blasted sensitive. And I'm going to just go out and say it. If you are offended by anything that I say, or Zane, or Chris on this podcast, be offended. I really don't care. It's just our opinions. Mm-hmm. And this competitor, whether she's breaking kayfabe or whether she's using it as part of a storyline or maybe she's using it to get some publicity for herself, more power to her. People have got to lighten up in their entire lives. This, what's going on right now with social media just sometimes absolutely sickens me.
You know, it's very, very strange, I guess you'd say, as to, like I said, I hate to keep repeating myself, but I was absolutely amazed by how fast people were to jump to call her career dead and over, and how she'll never find another job in any promotion ever again. And so along with that, I know, there's a big name in the WWE right now that the rumor is he may be facing John Cena at WrestleMania, and you've talked about him a lot, is Lars Sullivan. And Lars Sullivan, a couple weeks ago, was called out for some posts from several years ago calling people names and things like that. See, it's like, you know, Dave, you can go back and look at my Facebook feed, and I've posted things in the past that some people may view as inappropriate, or, you know, everybody's so quick to call out the race card these days. You know, I've been called racist, I've been called bigoted, you know, and even from listeners of the podcast, I've been called names before, which is unfortunate for sharing an opinion. But if you go look at my Facebook feed, even over the last several years, I've just toned it down a lot, and it's, some of it's because I've grown up, and some of it's because I realize that Facebook is just completely stupid, and it does no good for anybody to argue on social media, because it's like, what good does it do to argue with a person that you don't know, that lives in Memphis, that you've never met before in your life, that you're never going to meet before in your life? My Facebook feed is toned down marginally since, you know, 10 years ago, I guess, when Facebook was invented.
Well, you know, back just a few months ago, we had a situation with my personal Facebook feed that morphed into a situation where we lost one of our outlets for Turnbuckle Trash. And we're not going to get on to the people that did this, but my Facebook post was, I thought, very ambivalent, just my disgust of a certain actor who I considered to be a bully, who I considered to be someone who should not represent any political view because of the way he treats his own family. And that's all I was saying. And you remember, it morphed out to me having to defriend a relative, not necessarily a blood relative, but a relative on my wife's side, who I really enjoyed talking to, but he was calling me all kinds of names, and then there were some other people that jumped in, and including you, trying to defend me, and that led to other discussions that led to us losing one of our outlets for Turnbuckle Trash, and it was a real shame that an opinion morphed into a situation because people on Facebook just can't say, you know what, that's somebody's opinion, and that's fine. You know, I tried to keep it light. You remember I was making jokes and stuff, and I was accused of all kinds of things myself. And I know you, and you know me. We're both pretty harmless guys, you know.
So. Yeah. And, you know, and that's why I've, you know, hats off to Chris, because, you know, Chris brings a different perspective to the podcast as well as to our social media outlets, because Chris, you know, he's a true blue Southerner. Mm-hmm. He is, you know, a Confederate flag flying, you know,
proud son of the South.
Son of the South. And I think that that's wonderful.
I'll guarantee you this, there's not a prejudice bone in that young man's body.
Yeah, and you know, and also with that, there's so much wrestling that has been, you know, come from the South and come from where Chris is from, and so I think that that brings a neat perspective, you know, and that's actually one of the wonderful things about social media and our podcast and things like that is, here Chris is in North Carolina, you and I are halfway across the state in Utah, and we're able to all join together to find common ground and produce a product that is, you know, family friendly and father son oriented, what we've always called it, and a lot of fun.
And that's why I want to keep it, you know, because after all, that's what professional wrestling should be. Should be fun and very little politicized. I really do think that. Yeah.
So that kind of brings me on to the next. There was also quite a bit of feedback for quite the Attitude Era-ish stunt in another independent league between two female wrestlers, and she reached down her trunks and pulled out what appeared to be a feminine hygiene product and stuffed it in the other female wrestler's mouth and closed.
Yeah.
So let's discuss.
It's ridiculous. I thought it was in very poor taste, but that's just my opinion. I can see where some people would be highly offended by it, highly offended. But there's worse things on nationwide TV on the networks every night.
So how do you decide whether that's offensive or not?
It was offensive to me. And that's okay. All that really matters, being offensive to me. There are people in Washington, D.C. that offend me every day. And I'm not going to give out political affiliations on this. There are people in Washington, D.C. We've got the government shut down, partially shut down right now, because we've got people on both sides of the aisle that are acting like, excuse my French, damn children. Mm-hmm. But that's okay, because they're supposed to fight for what they believe in. And the people on both sides, I firmly believe what they're doing is right. I just wish they would stop acting like children about it. That's what I say. As far as this situation with this female wrestler, to me, it was in poor taste. But then again, I think Joey Ryan?
Mm-hmm.
I think some of his stuff is just as in poor taste, and people cheer him most of the time with his magic male organ, you know? But to me, it's in poor taste, but there's an audience out there for it. If you don't like it, don't watch it.
Don't watch it. Yeah. And I'll agree with you to that. To be offended, I guess, in my opinion, am I allowed to share my opinion on this podcast, Dave?
No.
In my opinion, I guess being offended could be a choice. And it's like you said, I choose, you know, yeah, it was, in my opinion, poor taste. But we've said before, bad press is still, you know, recognition.
Uh-huh.
So what happened? That video goes viral. It gets people stirred up. It draws several thousand comments and several thousand shares on Facebook. So guess what? They just achieved what they were going for.
Publicity, baby.
Publicity.
And you know what, Zane? That's what some people that use social media that get so upset, they don't understand how people are manipulating them. They might put something on just to get a reaction from someone who might just come down and start calling them every name in the book. There are people that love doing that kind of thing. Me personally, I don't. I try to keep my social media light, upbeat, to the point, and actually most of the time pretty funny. But there are people out there, and I have a friend that is a lawyer in Las Vegas, that he would, in a minute, do anything controversial just to get a reaction from somebody.
Think back to the Attitude Era and how Val Venus in the middle of the ring doing...
Hello, ladies.
and the... Mark Henry, you know, sexual chocolate.
Oh, man.
You know, the angle with him and Mae Young.
Oh, that was so gross.
I mean, it was terrible.
It was.
But it stirred people up, and it got views, man. It got views. It got numbers.
I am not a fan of hip-hop music. I am not a fan of hip-hop music. I'll just say that right off.
So, Dave, are you a fan of hip-hop music?
Heck no. But I really do think that some of the hip-hop artists do some of the things that they do, say some of the things that they know will get people talking about them, and they do it on purpose for the exact same reason, to get people talking about them.
Oh, can you say Kanye West, anyone?
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
I mean...
Man, how did you know?
Oh, but is it wrong? Well, I don't like hip-hop. I don't even pay attention to these people, you know, because I just don't like the art form. And I did call it an art form. I didn't call it music because I don't think it's music. I think it is an art form. Okay, there we go. Just like professional wrestling might not be a sport, but it is a performance, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, get that out of the way. However, what draws the line is when it gets so daggum personal, you know? And that's the reaction that people get from social media when they make it personal, when they threaten, somebody with their job or threaten to go to the advertisers and tell them, I'm not going to buy your widget because you're advertising on this program that I don't agree with their political views. Mm-hmm. Well, you have every right to do it. If they don't see the dip in their own sales, why do they even care? Sorry, I get really wound up on this stuff.
Oh, no, I agree with you 100%. I mean, you know, we could talk about this all day long with, you know, how was it Nike recently, you know, offended everyone and they're out there burning their Nike shoes and Nike's like laughing all the way to the bank. You know, they're like you guys are stupid. Again, listeners, I mean, I hope we're keeping you and you're not turning us off right now, because that would be unfortunate, because this is just our opinion and we've kind of gotten off on a tangent. But it seems like everything these days, and even professional wrestling, I guess you could say, you could, if we get it back on course, is for an agenda. You know, we are these days in 2019 with identity politics and things like that. We are an agenda driven society. Professional wrestling does the same thing. Everybody, everything is a work, and everybody that believes it is the mark, right?
Correct. Now, you go back just late December of this past year, and I was one of them complaining about how bad Raw had become. Well, evidently, the WWE saw something in that, and they made some, quote, changes. I don't know how much they made changes of. But they talked about social media and people talking about their product and how bad it had gotten. They used social media to promote the, quote, changes that I haven't seen a lot of. But that was, to me, brilliant marketing strategy.
Well, absolutely, and very clever as well, because, you know, here comes Seth Rollins out to the ring, and he's... Dare he say what we've all been thinking, you know?
Oh, dare.
And all of a sudden, it's like, bam, in your face, Baron Corbin, it's all your fault. And it's like, yeah. Oh, geez, come on, you know? Here I thought we were going to have a pipe bomb CM Punk moment, you know? a freaking Raw shutdown or whatever. Seth Rollins going to, you know, Vince is going to be pissed, you know? It's like, oh, man, we bought it. We bought it, man.
It's Baron's fault. Yeah, we did, man. Hook, line, and sinker.
Hook, line, and sinker. We bought it.
But you can see there where the people at the WWE, give them credit, they used what was going on social media. They concocted a plan to capitalize on it. And, I mean, look at what's happened to those guys over the last year. They lost their top star to leukemia. One of their top stars can't come back from an injury and an elbow surgery. They've had stars get injured. They've had stars quit. And they're scrambling to come up with good storylines. My whole thing when I was complaining about it was they should be able to say, this is a good storyline, this is not. And I thought they were absolutely going with the storylines that were the easiest to go with. But that's just me. But give them credit for coming in, say they were going to make the changes, and the only change they've come up with is Vince McMahon coming up and manipulating everybody to doing what he wants them to do, and also Triple H. I've seen that act before, so no change. I'm a little opinionated tonight.
Welcome to the world of professional wrestling.
Right.
And I wouldn't necessarily say the world of professional wrestling. Welcome to the WWE.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, we do. Get ready for the big paper. You think of men with menacing, icy stares that could freeze their opponents cold. Brutes who beat their foes into submission.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Back at Turnbuckle Trash, and we go back to North Carolina and Christopher Evans. How you doing, Chris?
Doing fine. Ready to get this podcast going. Let's start off with our wonderful, wonderful WWE.
All right. Well, I don't know if you've heard this part or not, but the WWE, the Universal Champion, Brock Lesnar, has yet to pay his $250,000 fine to the MMA. He hasn't done it yet.
That's not surprising.
It doesn't me either, but
it's not surprising.
Will he go back to the MMA, and do we even care?
Well, I can answer that within about 5 seconds. I don't care. if the man ever goes back into the wrestling ring. I don't care if he ever goes back into the octagon. He is not what he used to be. That I don't know. I don't know about Brock. Brock, to me, is old news. Go away, stay away, and never come back. So I don't, it doesn't surprise me. Maybe he can go back to the UFC and have both his eyes swelled shut. I'd pay money to watch that, to actually see him get his butt whipped one more time. Yeah, I'd pay it just to watch it and laugh and say this will go in the first round.
There's a little bit of change in the Royal Rumble Universal Championship match with Brock Lesnar. Oh, I didn't say it right. Can you say it for me?
Yes, I can. Brock Lesnar.
Dude, Brock's...
And now you get him with the WWE... And he's coming out of the Royal Rumble. The big fight was supposed to be between him and Braun Strowman. Strowman can't come back from his elbow injury that he had. And they've had to scramble. Once again, they're scrambling to come up with a product and a storyline. So it's going to be the extraordinary man, the ordinary man that does extraordinary things, Finn Balor.
Mm-hmm. A classic David versus Goliath match.
And that's exactly what they're setting up.
You know, I guess it could be entertaining. I mean, there's no freaking doubt in my mind Finn Balor can go, man.
Yeah, me too. Just hope it's not a squash. That's all I care about.
Yeah, I mean, has the Demon King lost a match? I think the Demon King is undefeated.
Yeah, whether they're going to bring him out again, don't know.
I would speculate they would, don't you think?
I'd hope so.
Hmm.
Well, from what I understand, Brock wanted Finn Balor.
Oh, good.
He asked to be in the ring with Finn. He wanted to work with Finn Balor. Huh. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I say Finn Balor beats Brock Lesnar for the Universal title.
I believe so. Wouldn't
it be good for business?
It would be so good for business.
Yes, it would, because finally. And then let's not just have Finn Balor come out. Let's bring out the Demon King. The Demon King can do a lot more than Finn can. Come on now, let's bring out the Demon King.
If I'm watching that event and they bring out the Demon King, I will be one happy, happy, big fat guy in Utah. I love the Demon King. Hey, I don't know if you've heard about this guy. He's an independent star in Europe, but he's recently signed with the WWE and the NXT that they have in the UK. His name is Walter. Have you ever seen Walter perform?
Oh, my gosh. This guy is he's massive.
And he can move.
And he's going to be the UK champion. I guarantee that. I mean, from what I can see and from what I saw from NXT TakeOver UK, he's going to be the next champion. And the champion better watch it, because his reign at 600 and something days is about to come to a close.
That's Pete Dunne, isn't it?
You've had a long run with that title, sir, but now I think you've run into your brick wall, and that man is the brick wall.
Oh, man, is he not. I am really impressed with this dude, and I think we're going to see big things from him. Although when he signed with the WWE, he said he really didn't want to spend a lot of time in the States, so I don't know how much we're going to see him here. Remember the name Walter. This guy is a up-and-comer. I'm really excited to see what they do with him.
Well, I hate to say this, and I know you'll never hear me, but whenever time I hear Walter, I'm thinking Jeff Dunham Walter. I'm thinking Jeff Dunham. I'm expecting him to, you know, have his arms crossed and look at him. What are you looking at?
She's a lovely lady. She's getting old. Well, women age like fine wine. She's aging like milk. You guys get another argument this morning? Yeah, what happened? I don't know. She rolled out of bed, jumped on her menstrual cycle, and ran my ass over. How long have you been married? What is it now? 46 years. What was the happiest moment of your life? 47 years ago. Ain't the same thing anymore, is it? What, being married all these years? What, you can't look at other women now? You can't talk to them? You can't do nothing? What are you talking about? I'll show you what I'm talking about. See this lovely young lady sitting right here in the front row? Yeah? This gorgeous young thing? Yeah? Do you see her? Yeah? Do you see her? Yeah? Oh, well. Only thing you can do now is run to the end of your chain and bark.
The WWE Raw Women's Champion, Ronda Rousey, has been doing some acting and some voice work. Here she is in a new role in the game Mortal Kombat.
You've been looking for me, Scarlett. Hi. Sonya Blade calling in air support.
Fighting with My Family, the new movie that is all about Paige and her family, is making its debut in Utah.
Oh, well.
It is going to be part of the Sundance Film Festival on January the 28th. I just found out about this, and the tickets are already sold out.
Yeah, they'll have The Rock is in it. That's wonderful. At least your movies sometimes don't go straight to DVD and they're crappy. But no, the Paige movie, yeah, I would like to see it when it hits DVD eventually and take a look and see what it's like. And said her career was cut way too short.
So it's going to be happening in Utah, the world premiere at the Sundance Film Festival in Park City, Utah. Now, from where I am in Logan, Utah, it would take me about 2.5 hours to drive it. Plus, I'd have to go through several mountain passes, and this is not the time of year you want to be traveling at night through mountain passes.
What are your thoughts on this even being relevant because of Paige's, how would you say her extracurricular activities? Do you think that that's damaged maybe this movie or the what it could be seen as? No. Oh.
And the story of her moving up the ranks so quickly and being so young to win the title where they actually gave her the chance to win the belt is quite a story. And then if it hadn't have happened the way things happened, having her having to retire because of injury, I think that would have been an added feature to this movie, but they had already stopped filming. So I'm interested to see it. Selena Vega, who is Andrea de los Santos' mouthpiece, the manager, the business partner, she plays AJ Lee in the movie.
So it's not a documentary?
No, it is a full-fledged movie. It's going to be released in theaters, probably not in wide release, but The Rock is in it. I think he's producing it along with WWE Entertainment. And he is in it. He's going to be at Sundance Film Festival on January the 28th to talk about it. But the film doesn't start until 10 p.m., and I got to be at work at 5 the next morning.
Well, interesting.